Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. You know, just a couple things quickly before I come back to the phones on Georgia. You know, Stetson Bennett's favorite target going into this game had been Kyaris Jackson. And Bama bracketed Jackson. They knew that, and they tried to take him away. And so you saw Stetson Bennett throwing a lot to Jermaine Burton, who's just a kid. And there were a couple of those balls that went off Burton's hands that were catchable. Maybe not perfect throws, but they were catchable. And so I'm still begging the question, where is Pickens? Where is he? And Georgia has to bring him to life if they want to beat Alabama. He's the type of playmaker you have to bring to life if you want to beat Alabama. They're good enough to do that without the mistakes and with, you know, hopefully a little more balanced officiating. But I think those are questions that they're going to have to address, and they're going to have to help their quarterback more than they did. They're good enough to beat them. Their talent, player for player, is actually better than Alabama's across the board. If you look at every player, every position, they're actually more talented. They just have to figure it out. They have to figure it out. Len is first here. Oh, you're telling me Ed is first from yesterday, Ramona? Is that it? Okay. Ed, Len, yes, Yasty, Clemson dominates, coming to all of you. Ed!
Whoa!
How are you, Ed?
Good. Thank you for getting me in. Listen, apologies to BCD. I was 2 out of 3, but missed that game totally. And I thought they might win game outright. But, oh, well, did get the Arizona Cardinals right, got Clemson right, and I got the, you know, National League Series right. But the reason I called, do you ever get those crazy telephone calls in the middle of it? Could be day or night. It's like a public service thing. And I'm not talking about an Amber Alert. It could be anything from a storm, depending on what state you're in.
It could be what?
You mean any kind of public service announcement?
Like for what, for example?
Well, here, this is what happened to me. It was late Sunday. I was tired of going to bed and just watched the rest of the NLCS. And all of a sudden, my phone rings, and it says Georgia Public Information. I'm like, what in the world is this? So I answer it, and it's automated. And I didn't get the gist of all of it, but I caught this part of it. It was, and that was the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That was the night they hung all the Georgia men. You don't put no backwards Southern coordinator.
Oh my God.
You better give the job to a job that can do the man. So I'm a Bulldog Georgia Tech Braves fans. Oh, by the way, about this, because they didn't get included. Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you, Ed. I got to admit, Ron, that's pretty damn funny. I didn't know where he was going. I didn't know where he was going. We were taking some giant circular path to somewhere, but we arrived at a good destination. It was worth waiting for. Len, how are you?
doing pretty good. Good. As far as Georgia, they better worry about just getting to the championship game. I mean, you know, I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying they're not talented. Obviously, they are. But, you know, your quarterback sucks. So you better hope that you have everything else clicking. You can tell I'm in a bad mood today. So, all right, here's the deal.
Dallas not winning the Super Bowl now, right? Dallas, we're back to not winning the Super Bowl now, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do at the end, and I'm going to, okay. I'm actually going to punish myself. I'm going to suspend myself from your show for a week, because for me, now seriously, for me for me to claim two different times they were going to the Super Bowl, that's just not bringing it. It's not. I was going to save it for the end.
Listen to Ramona piling on there. Ramona was just piling on there. What's the matter with you there, Ramona?
I mean, what's up with that?
I was thinking about
a man when he's down.
I was thinking about the two times out of the show to save his call because he said the Super Bowl.
I deserve it. Ramona's right. I'm for a week. I'm not going to call for a week, and that's my
punishment for
just being a total idiot when it comes to the Cowboys. But I do want to make a point. So you're not going to hear from me till like next Wednesday, but here's the deal. And I just wanted to take a different angle at this and see if there's any hope. You've got Elliott Cooper Lawrence and Jalen Smith. They have a combined $350 million in salaries they've been signed for. That doesn't even count Tyrone Smith, Lael Collins, and what's his name that went out last night with a head injury? Zach Martin. You've got $500 million tied up in three or four average players and three guys that are injury prone. What are we going to do? I mean, how you can't even get rid of those contracts. And then you got a quarterback that just broke his foot. And you're not even sure if you're going to sign him. What are your thoughts on that? How do the Cowboys get out of this mess?
I actually had the exact same thought that you just expressed earlier today. I was thinking about Dallas from last night, and I had that same thought because I was thinking it actually started with the fact that Lawrence isn't doing anything. You know, you paid him all this money. He's not producing at all. I mean, what's he have? One sack? He's not giving you anything. And that's when I started thinking about all these players that you're paying money to. You're paying Zeke Elliott to fumble every game away. You're paying Dak Prescott, who unfortunately, you know, may or may not ever play again. If he does, will he be the same? I don't know. We don't know. You do have a ton of money tied up in guys who are not producing for a multitude of reasons. And I don't think there's any easy remedy to that. I mean, the first thing you have to do is you have to hope that Prescott comes back. Yeah, I mean, and let's be honest. You know, Rory called me late yesterday and said, no worries, you know, Andy Dalton's taking over. And I said, well, Andy Dalton can't stretch the field vertically. So there's some worries. And I'm sorry, you know, last night's all the evidence you need. Andy Dalton is not a replacement for Dak Prescott.
I mean, Ben, I'd put the rookie in, DiNucci or whatever, but you know what? They don't have an offensive line. Collins is out.
Yep.
Smith is about to retire. It's bad. And the salary cap's going down. I will say, I don't know. I don't even know. Well, you know, I predicted Dabo Swinney would go to Dallas or Houston. Take that prediction off the table, too, because here's my point I was going to make. How much, and I'll get off the air, how much of this is finally on Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones for their terrible coaching hires and they try to play GM. I mean, enough's enough. I mean, what do you think about that? And I'll get off the air. I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday. That's my punishment. I'm suspended. Bye.
He suspended himself.
He suspended himself.
Yeah.
I think that's a first in road rage history, Ramona. We have a caller suspend himself.
Yeah, he suspended himself.
You know, I gotta admit, those last couple of calls were pretty amusing from my seat, you know, and leading us.
When he was telling it, he had a different voice.
Yeah.
And then when he went, it was still him. But at first, I thought it was something different. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he was singing. Pretty weird.
Yeah, I thought it was any of the multitude of scammers that call for all sorts of reasons and all the things they do. You know, I always wish they could hear me when I scream four-letter words back at them.
The recording?
Yeah. Recording live, I don't care. Yasty, Yasty, how are you, Yasty? I guess you're finally going to play football, allegedly.
I guess we are, but we're minus a few players. And I'm looking at this season. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Micah Parsons. You're minus Parsons. Yeah, you're minus Parsons. Who else?
Journey Brown. Out, maybe, possibly out for the season with an undisclosed medical condition. He's not even on the depth chart this week.
Are you
kidding?
I'm
looking at this season. No, I am not kidding. I woke up to it this morning and trying to find out, but you can't find anything out if they're just saying it's an undisclosed medical condition.
Well, if that is the case, and I had not heard that or seen that, I'm looking that up now. If that is the case, you have now lost the two best you have now lost the two best players on your football team. Journey Brown could miss 2020. Right. Could miss 2020 season due to undisclosed medical issue. What on earth does that mean?
I have no idea, but it's not good news. That's for sure.
No, you have look, in my opinion, Journey Brown was a round one draft pick as a running back.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of last year, he was rushing for 200 yards every game. Nobody could stop him.
Per game.
Incredibly gifted, talented, ran for 202 yards in the Cotton Bowl, went over Memphis.
He was a track star to begin with. You can't find anything believe me.
I'm just reading what's being said here. It says, he told reporters during Penn State's media day that he would not be opting out due to COVID because he wanted to play a final season in college before moving on to the NFL. Okay. Let me see one other thing here.
Even at James Franklin's presser today, he just said he wishes him the best and he hopes that he's able to pull through and continue on with his dream, which tells me he's out for the year.
That sounds serious.
I mean, when
that sounds serious. I'm sorry. Hope that he's able to pull through.
Yes. Right. Right. And there's rumors going around that it's a heart condition, that he has an enlarged heart condition, but those are just strictly rumors. I have not heard that or read that anywhere. I feel so bad for that kid.
That's really disappointing because the three best players on this football team were, maybe the four best were Parsons, Smith, Brown, and Freiermuth. And now you lost you lost one of the two best on each side. And Brown was going to rush for 1,500 yards and go on to the NFL. So that's an enormous loss. The good news, such that it is,
Noah Cain.
Is that you still have Noah Cain, who will step right in and rush for 1,000 yards himself. He'll do it in a little different style. Cain's as physical as any running back in the country.
Absolutely, he just gains yards. That's all he does. He's old school Penn State football. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and he'll break one here and there. But he doesn't have that. He's not Journey Brown. I mean, Journey Brown
He doesn't give you the home run speed, but he can absolutely wear down the defense and pound him into submission, and you can't stop him for 2 yards. He's going forward on every play. You're never going to hold him to negative yards. And I think he's actually, I think he has a little bit better long speed than people realize. So, you know, it's a terrible loss for Journey Brown. It's a terrible loss for Penn State. Yeah. At the very least, sort of similar to linebacker, you still have a lot of talent at the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a lot of talent at running back. The problem is it's two true sophomores and two true freshmen in our backfield. That's who's there. And we didn't recruit a running back last year because we had Ricky Slade as well, who transferred out. But
I just think the timing of it is what's so shocking to me. I mean, your season's finally about to start.
Some of those articles are saying that they figured it out over the summer. Some of those articles are saying that in the summer it became an issue. Well, okay, that makes you wonder what is this? But I don't know. I feel bad for Johnny Brown because I think you're right. I think he was a late first round, early second round draft pick, and he needed this season to get there.
He would have been around one pick in my estimation. Mm-hmm.
I think behind ETN. And we're not. I think behind ETN.
Yeah,
he was there. I mean, ETN.
He was my number two runner.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I feel bad for the kid. And I just look at this season like, what could have been for Penn State if no COVID? And, you can't lose players like Parsons and Journey Brown. And I mean, if they do anything, I think week two, we're in big trouble against Ohio State.
Yes, I got to run. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the information.
All right, Walt, thank you.
Good job. I mean, that's a terrible loss. Terrible loss. And again, you hope the best for the kid because he had an NFL career awaiting him. And who knows what that means right now. But he was special. I mean, I promise you, go watch the film of him at the end of last year. That defines special. You're talking about a 215-pound back with sprinter speed, and he was elusive. I mean, look, there's a chance he could have been the top running back taking the draft. Yes, there was. That's how big a loss it is, I think, for Penn State. But, again, they do have talent at the position in Noah Kane. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Whale's the guy, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different, up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. How will you navigate that as a layperson? You won't. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you? Life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young. Retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement. Estate planning, college planning for your children and grandchildren to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group is on a mission to have a positive influence in their clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson at 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Driving. All right, so when you start to count the biggest losses from college football this year, Penn State has two of the five biggest. Quick break.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to quarterback Trevor Lawrence and wide receiver Amari Rodgers that both have earned ACC Player of the Week honors for their performances against Georgia Tech this past Saturday. Lawrence, of course, at quarterback, he was the quarterback of the week, and Rodgers was the receiver of the week. Now, Lawrence went 24 of 32 passing, with career highs in passing yards, 404, and also passing touchdowns with 5. He posted his first career 400-yard passing game, and it was the 10th by a Clemson quarterback all time. It also represented the first game with at least 5 touchdown passes by a Clemson quarterback since Deshaun Watson threw 6 against South Carolina in 2016. Rodgers recorded his third career 100-yard receiving game as he finished with a career-high 161 yards on 6 receptions and 2 touchdowns. It was his second multi-touchdown game of the season. Clemson has now earned a total of 532 weekly honors from the Atlantic Coast Conference since 1968, and the two selections yesterday now give Clemson 7 Player of the Week honors handed out by the ACC this year. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with insurance for seniors and disabled. Are your Medicare supplement and prescription drug plans becoming uncomfortably affordable? Since Plan F can no longer accept people aging into Medicare as of 1-1-2020, we are beginning to see costs go up steeply. This trend will only continue or worsen as this group's average age increases. We may have a solution for you. There are a few Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plans out there that have a lower out-of-pocket maximum, lowering your risk, have low to no monthly premiums, and have desirable extra benefits like dental, vision, gyms, or hearing. If you would like to review your options, please call 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, our services always come free to you.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast, now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Germ says if Dallas can go ahead and suck the rest of the year, is old Jarrah smart enough to take Lawrence first in the draft? I don't think they're going to suck that bad, Germ. But I don't know. I mean, you know, they're so injured now. Who knows? That offensive line is banged up. You know, the Chiefs' offensive line's banged up, but they still played football. Dallas is a wreck right now. The whole division, like I said, the division is it's not only on pace to be the worst in history. I mean, it is crushing the pace to be the worst in history. I don't see how it can be anything but the worst in history. It again, the division is 5-17-1. The team in first place has 2 wins, and that's Dallas, who lost by like a million last night to Arizona on national television. And they're just a train wreck. I mean, I actually think the best team in the division is Philadelphia, but they can't get out of their own way. And now they have 2 new injuries to add to the mix. I mean, the whole division is just a disaster. Like I said, 3 of the 5 wins the division has have come within the division. In other words, the only teams they can beat are each other. They've only won 2 games outside the division. They don't have a win against anybody with an above 500 record. It's without question the worst division in the history of the league, and I don't see it changing. Honestly, you know, I keep lowering that number, Ramona, but I think best case scenario, the team that wins that division will be like the 6-9-1. I mean, I have to actually look to see mathematically and think about games within the division and how many games they could actually mathematically lose. But I mean, just off the top of my head, it almost seems possible that a 5-win team could win that division. I mean, you're talking historically bad. Those teams aren't going to get better. The only teams are going to beat are themselves. Again, maybe the Eagles, but now they're more injured than they were. It's just the whole division is an absolute abomination. You know, one of the things before I come to the phones, you know who's actually struggled a little bit? And this was the debate at draft time amongst NFL personnel people, and people don't want to hear these things. But Isaiah Simmons has struggled in Arizona. He struggled to get on the field. They have not yet been able to figure out a way to utilize his talents. He's having, he's still trying to catch on to what Arizona's trying to do defensively. And he's just not seeing the field very much. He actually saw the field a little more last night in man coverage situations, but it is not going smoothly thus far in a season that you've seen a lot of rookies around the NFL jump right in and make big impacts. It hasn't been that way for Isaiah thus far. So I think there is certainly a learning curve to it. And I think in time, the athleticism will catch up. I mean, remember, the player that we saw at the end wasn't born that way here. All right. Isaiah, even 2 years ago, struggled at times. And it was really, you know, just last year that he blossomed. The athletic ability was there, but he hadn't put it all together yet. So I think it will come to him in time, and Arizona is engaged in the process of trying to figure out how to best utilize him. But, of course, they have a lot of talented guys in the back end of that defense who are playing really well. One of them you saw last night in Buda Baker, who, you know, might be the best at his position in the National Football League. The guy's a heat-seeking missile who plays that spot probably faster than anybody else in the league does. Where are we going here? It's Clemson Dominates. Clemson Dominates. Clemson Dominates. How are you?
Hey, real good, Walt. First of all, that caller that was going to suspend himself from the show, he should have suspended himself from the show for saying that Dabo Swinney would ever leave Clemson to go to the NFL. So let's face it, okay? If we look at it logically, he's got a 10-year, $93 million contract. That's more than any NFL coach except Gruden. So, at best, he's going to maybe get the same money he's already getting with far less job security. I mean, he's the king of Clemson. He's got a lifetime gig. It's like Bobby Bowden and Joe Paterno. He can stay here as long as he wants. If he goes to NFL, they're bad and they suck. In 4 or 5 years, he's out of there. And then, you know, maybe he can find another college job, or maybe he'll be like a you know, one of those announcer or, you know, what are they, studio analysts types. But I don't really see him having much fun doing that. So, you know, I just think he's happy doing what he's doing. You know, he's happy seeing all these kids that he's developed become successful in all walks of life and, you know, in the NFL.
Let me stop you for a second and play devil's advocate to that, all right? Because I don't disagree with what you're saying, but, and here's the but, he's a hyper-competitive guy, all right? At some point, I will not be surprised if he makes the jump to the NFL, having completely conquered the college mountain over and over and over again, if he doesn't look for some other challenge. But you can't deny this, I don't think. I didn't think Devils when he was leaving for the NFL after this year or any of that stuff. But if the Dallas Cowboys call, you have to listen. Yeah, I mean, of all the things you said, you still have to listen, because that's still the biggest football job on the planet. And you're not wrong about the money, but it's not like they couldn't up it if they wanted to.
Yeah, but look at it. You got the anchor of Jerry Jones as a GM and metal, being meddlesome. And that's just like poison ground. I mean, he's like gone through and put, ruin the soil so there'll be nothing growing there for 100 years. You know, it's like, seriously, man, that's like, as long as Jerry Jones is alive and in charge of that team, it's going nowhere. You know, his decision to force Jimmy Johnson out, ever since then, yeah, they won that championship
what if he dies next week?
No, I don't want the guy to die, but, you know, like, okay, you know, right, realistically, right. I mean, he's got enough money to probably keep himself alive another 20 years, you know, because he can get all the, you know, whatever he needs to stay alive, he can get it. You know, so if I was Dabble, I would not even listen to Jerry Jones. If Jerry Jones is calling, it's like, sorry, I'll get back to you. Maybe sometime in the next decade. And with Penn State, that news and Journey Brown, because I was going to call in about that game coming up with Ohio State, but that really takes a lot of luster off of it. And if Penn State ends up with like 3 losses, you know, this season, there's not going to be any real good wins on Ohio State's resume. The best they can hope for is that Minnesota or Wisconsin manages to get through undefeated on their side of things, and then they could play each other, you know, in the championship game. But I just don't, you know, it's a big hit to Ohio State's strength of schedule, I think. Although if they are undefeated, I still think they'll get there. And, you know, Oregon's got a very easy path to the playoffs, I think. If they can go undefeated in their games, they'll, you know, also USC has a very good shot as well, and they could be undefeated going for the Pac-12 championship, and the winner of that.
You just have to wonder, though, how people are going to view a 7-game season. I know that everything is different.
Well, it's 8 with the championship game.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah, so 8-game schedule.
It's still a shortened season. It's still less risk than other teams have to assume in playing more games. I mean, I personally, as somebody, if I was voting on that, I would have to consider that. I just would. I mean, if I have a team that's, you know, unbeaten that won 10 games versus a team that's unbeaten that wins 8, I'm taking the team that wins 10.
Oh, no, undoubtedly. But what I'm saying is, if you're a 2-loss team, they're going to take the undefeated Oregon or Ohio State over the, you know, what the team with 2 losses.
I think in that situation, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so Georgia.
Hey, good job, Clemson dominates.
Oh, yeah, thanks. All right, later.
Appreciate the call, yep. Okay, quick break. When we get back, it is Stephen P. Hey, the good news for Braves fans, Ramona, Stephen P. cannot curse them. I am a little curious about one thing. I'm curious whether Braves fans are going to be watching this World Series or not. Are you so disappointed that you're just checking out, or are you still engaged and you want to see, you know, either pro or con against the Dodgers? as they play Tampa. Stephen P. and Dave. Oh, one other thing as we go to break a moment to think about. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars to win the Stanley Cup. The Rays are about to play the Dodgers for the World Series title. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, are clearly the best team in the NFC and are going to play for the Super Bowl. Tampa has a legitimate chance to claim three major titles in 1 year. That's been done one time in the history of sport, 1935, Detroit. Keep it in mind. There's your road rage notification, Ramona. Mark that down. Mark the tape, 640, 1020. Quick break.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game, only on The Roar.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agency Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate, Patrick Square, above Rick Irwin's, 133 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 206A. Call 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Hey Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Nobody loves fall more than a Clemson Tiger, and there is no better place to be this fall than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel was built for Clemson alums by Clemson alums with killer views of Death Valley and Lake Hartwell from the patio. Plus, you can buy a condo and use it when you want, and we will rent it out when you don't. Come see it for yourself. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Go Tigers!
Fall is here, and though the season has changed, one thing remains, and that's making sure you have insanely clean and healthy home with help from the experts at Zero Res. There's no clean like the Zero Res patented powered water clean, and with no residue, your carpets stay cleaner longer. Right now, three rooms of carpet clean for only $129, and mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And Winkle troubles down the drain.
This is an actual customer Google review about George Coleman Ford. Rusty writes, I would highly recommend anyone thinking about purchasing a vehicle to stop in at George Coleman Ford before they make a final decision. After talking with several dealers, my wife and I stopped there. The entire staff was very friendly. Our sales associate went above and beyond to get me a better deal. Ended up with a better truck for less money. Overall, a very good experience. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
Everyone knows that Low Country Mail is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Mail, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMail.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
Do you have investments, or do you have an investing and financial plan for your future? Allow Kiwi Financial Group to give you an unbiased opinion of your current financial picture. With the goals of growth, income, and trying to minimize your taxes, we offer broad planning options to reach any goal that you may have. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com and let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
The kick is up and it's good. The crowd goes wild. Score big this October with Michelin at the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through October 31st, purchase four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Feel confident this fall on a new set of Michelin tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Give Zach or Joey a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Whether you're a weekend warrior, serious athlete, or just starting to feel your age, bone and joint pain shouldn't come between you and what you love. That's why AnMed Health is proud to introduce a new team of highly trained orthopedic physicians. AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine brings the latest, most cutting-edge treatment right here to your neighborhood, so you don't have to choose between the best outcomes and the convenience of staying close to home. It's all right here. Visit AnMedHealth.org/ortho to learn more.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. It's interesting. The texters, Ramona, seem to be all over on this notion of Dabo in Dallas. Like I got a guy writing, tester 518, says, this guy couldn't be more wrong about the Dallas job. In other words, you know, saying Dabo would take it. And, but I got others saying the opposite. I got a number of Braves fans saying they're not watching until the elimination game. You know, I get it. You're bitterly disappointed. I get it. It's still the World Series. You gave the best team as good a go as anyone possibly could. And I would imagine, to some degree, one reason you watch is you want to see. Well, you know, it's funny because there are some Braves fans who hate the Dodgers and they don't want to see the Dodgers win. But I'll bet you there are other Braves fans who want to see the Dodgers win now in short of seven games, to sort of prove the notion that the Braves were the second best team. You understand what I'm saying, Ramona? Or not. But to prove the notion that the Braves were the second best team. You know, so I don't know. Tester asks, who do I like in game one? I'm going Kershaw. It may be like just sort of wishful thinking. My part, but I'm going to go Kershaw and the Dodgers. I think that maybe his time has come. Maybe it's that I hope his time has come, just to be able to connect those dots as the greatest regular season pitcher in the last 100 years, to be able to prove that he can handle these moments and even at his age, and where he has to win with guile and craft and their curveball. We shall see. We shall see. All right, let me get to some of these calls out of here today. It is Stephen P. Stephen P. Stephen P., how are you?
What up, Tula? Life's good, man. Life's good. Panthers are in the mix, my Carolina Panthers. Yeah, Clemson's the best team in all of the land. And the Braves had a good season, so everything's good. Hey, I did say that was going to be an epic seven-game series. I got that part right anyway.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got part of that right. Yeah.
They're going to be really good next year. But, man, I don't understand why Austin Riley doesn't understand which way to go. I mean, do something, Austin Riley. Do something.
I explained it yesterday. I explained it yesterday, Stephen P. It's because he's never on the bases.
Yeah, I heard you say that yesterday. You're right. He obviously didn't know. But, I mean, you learn that when you're 8 years old, man. 8 years old, you learn that. But anyway.
Well, I don't know. The third base coach Washington sort of flubbed there, too. Because by the time he starts waving him over, that's when Riley actually came and he was out. So, the third base coach was caught up in watching Swanson, so he forgot about Riley.
Yeah, but you can put some blame on him. But again, Walt, that's common sense. You go to one base or the other. At worst, go back to second. At worst, don't just stand there.
He's got to get to third. He's got to get to third in that situation.
Well, exactly.
It was his hesitance that yeah.
But anyway, nothing to go about now. They're going to be really good next year, though. It's going to be fun. Hey, so I heard you say 83 to nothing, right? 83-0.
Yeah, 83. I'm going 83-0. That's like a you prediction.
Almost. Yeah. I wouldn't think they're going to win by that much. I was wondering if we were going to cover the spread, and you're talking 83 to nothing.
So. Yeah. Yeah, cover the spread easily. They're not going to score. They're going to have zero. Yeah. Liberty put up 500 yards on them.
You know, I saw a stat yesterday, or maybe the day before. Anyway, I don't know where I saw it now, but three out of the top four of the widest margins of victory, you know, they set the record for the conference widest margin of victory on Saturday. Three out of the top four of those are Trevor Lawrence's scores, Trevor Lawrence's games. Three out of the top four of all time ACC conference games, widest margins were made by Trevor Lawrence and company. That's pretty good.
Well, part of that speaks to the excellence of the program, and part of it also speaks to the time frame that we're playing in. In all those offensive numbers I gave you earlier, like Burrow was the greatest quarterback in college football history, had the greatest season ever. And Mac Jones of Alabama, the country singer, has a quarterback rating that's almost 20 points higher than Burrow's was. It's the nature of the game we're playing, part of it.
Well, that's true, but to have those wide margins, you have to be scoring a whole lot and not giving up anything. So, you know, it was an impressive stat, in my opinion. But anyway, all right, man. I'm out on my Braves in 7, Walt.
I like that, Rona. As the tear-filled departure.
It was.
Let me tell you about Joe's Yard Pizza, Patrick Square, Sequoia Trail. Look, you want the best Italian food around, you go to Joe's, man. You can take it to go. They'll hook you up however you want to do it. And they're certainly making sure that you stay safe as well. But your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce that takes them 8 hours to make. That's the finest marinara sauce you will ever put in your mouth. That is the foundational sauce for all their red sauce items. You dip those garlic knots, those cheese stuffed garlic knots in that marinara sauce like you died and went to Italian food heaven, mancha. The appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, the entrees, the taste of Italy, the award-winning pizza, the chicken parm, the lasagna, the only authentic lasagna you can get in Clemson. The homemade desserts, which are just incredible. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and the original location in Seneca. Go there. You will thank me later. All right. Two calls. I'm getting to both of you. It's actually Big Bad Bob and Dave Esty, to wrap up the show today. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, this is for Stephen P. Joe's. But anyway, this is for Stephen P. You got another caller. Can't you see what those Buffalo Bills are doing to me? Thanks, Walt. I'll call tomorrow.
All right, Bob. Yeah, you know what? I didn't even get to the two NFL games today, and I have a lot of NFL stuff. I didn't get to the ACC, really, today. And we'll cover the ACC in depth tomorrow because I have a lot of thoughts about the order of these teams after Clemson and what it all means. I think North Carolina is still better than people think. And you know, look, there are a lot of people who thought Louisville was the second best team in this league. Louisville now looks like a bottom team. And, you know, and I can't say that any second team, any candidate for second has been overly impressive. I think the conversation is still North Carolina, Miami, and Notre Dame. I think Virginia Tech has improved with Hooker at the helm, but their defense is an abomination, and they can't stop the run. I mean, North Carolina ran for 400 yards on them. Ran. We'll talk about all that and more tomorrow. The pretenders, the contenders, who matters after Clemson? Notre Dame didn't look like they mattered against Louisville this weekend. They looked awful. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. I will be quick. Number one, Ben, we need to get Walt an extra hour. If that means we need to get him Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday so we can have Mark on Wednesday, I'm all for that. Walt, we need an extra hour. Number two, when Deshaun went to Houston, I thought that was a terrible move for Deshaun. Hey, he made his money. That's great. But if he's going to win, he's going to have to go somewhere that's got coach and general manager and owner that know how to win. Number three, please, God, don't let Trevor Lawrence go to Dallas. Dallas is not the dream job, and I don't even believe that Dabo would go there. Like one of your previous callers said, as long as Jerry Jones is in the mix until he turns it over, that is going to be an abysmal job. Just because it's the star, that thing has tarnished. And lastly, you know, talking about Clemson going through, you know, playing the 10 and 11 ball games, it's really going to be kind of an insult, if you will, if you let a Pac-12 team or even, I mean, I'm even having trouble accepting the Big Ten even being in the playoff with an 8-game season. But, Walt, all you got to do is line them up and knock them down, and so far that's what Clemson's done. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. You know, I get that all the time. Remember, we have people who want to lengthen the show all the time. They want to add an hour, 2 hours. 4 hours is the maximum. That's the maximum my voice will hold up. So it'll never move beyond that. 4 hours a day is doing some work, and I enjoy it. I don't have any trouble filling it, and I appreciate all the sentiment from the people who want me to do more, but that's it. It's 4 hours a day. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Look, Twin Peaks is incredible. First of all, the lodges are all designed, and certainly true here in Greenville, where with seating in mind. There's not a bad seat in the house. Everywhere you sit, you can see multiple monitors. So regardless of what you're watching, you could see multiple monitors. So it's the NFL, it's college football, it's the World Series, whatever it is, you can watch it all at the same time at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is also taking peak precautions to ensure the safety of our guests and team members. Twin Peaks offers contactless menu options, open-air seating, regularly performs comprehensive cleaning and sanitation procedures to ensure that everyone's health and safety remains our top priority. So come see us at Twin Peaks. You can vote as well in the virtual Miss Twin Peaks pageant by following Twin Peaks on Facebook and Instagram. And what I always advise is don't forget, the food's the biggest shock of the whole deal. The beautiful women's are given. The monitors are given. The food is outstanding. Go see Twin Peaks. You'll thank me later. I'm going Dodgers tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. We need an expert to help navigate the home loan process. Rocket can. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll throw around the pigskin. We'll do that with Mike Martz, former NFL head coach. We'll get his thoughts about all the teams around the National Football League and also focus on a little QB play. I think we got a new slogan for the show. The Zach Gilb Show. We are better than the NFC East. Connor, wouldn't you agree that kind of describes this show? That we're better than the worst. We may not be the best. We have potential to be very great. We sometimes make some news. But I would say that we're much better than all the teams in the NFC East right now.
Like, we're doing a pretty good job. You know, we're trying our best. We're having a little bit of success. And that's definitely better.